Reish Namtes Sif Aleph. Kveir al mitos the parsha Yishena shel Shema. This is what we call Kriya Shema al mito. Even though you daven Ma'ariv, you should still say Kriya Shema again before you go to sleep. If you daven Ma'ariv before sunset, then you should say an entire Kriya Shema over again and have kavana that now you can bring yotze the mitzvah because you weren't yotze before. But even if you said the Ma'ariv at night, still you should say the first parsha again for this concept of Kriya Shema al mito. Umevach ha'mapu chel Yishena aleinu. And then you say the bracha of Hamapu. The Mishabur points out that the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch is mashma, that the last thing you do is say Hamapil, so that Hamapil should be immediately before you go to sleep, and therefore you say the Kriya Shema before the Hamapil. He says even if after the Hamapil you say Yoshe B'Seis and different Psukim for Shemira, that's not Hefzik because that is for the sake of going to sleep. Mishabur says though there are those that say Hamapil after everything. Mishabur says even though there are opinions that say you should say Hamapil first and afterwards Kriya Shema, and the Maisa, Yisrael says, what should a person do? So he says, you should go according to your teva. That if you doze off in the middle, make sure you say the Hamapil and then continue to Psukim. But if you make it to the end, better push it off to the end. Amos says, you could Kriya Shema someone mitosel. Why don't you say Kriya Shema before it goes to sleep? Once he said that final Kriya Shema, he should not eat or drink or talk even till he falls asleep. The Shabbos says that if a person suddenly got a thirst or something, had something important to do, so he should do that and then afterwards say Kriya Shema again. But if he said a mapel already, then one should do whatever he can to avoid any hefsek between a mapel and going to sleep. The Ramah continues and says, it's the idea of saying Kriya Shema before one goes to sleep, like it says, Imu bilvatrim al mishkaftim adayim esel. And that's going on saying the pasuk of Kriya Shema before going to sleep. The Ramah continues that you should see in Siman Samach Gimel, if imuter likrois shushoichev, are you allowed to read Kriya Shema when you're laying down? And the Maise says over there, the Shabru over here brings it, that Achetchil, one should not say Kriya Shema laying down. You know, it's better to say it when he's still sitting up and then lay down. The Mishabru brings from the Magen Avraham that says that which you should say to sitting up and not laying down is when you want to be yoytze the mitzvah of Kriya Shema now, because you say Kriya Shema too early. But if you're only doing it for the concept of Kriya Shema Alamita, then even Achetchil, you do laying down. But even so, the Mishabru brings that there are those Machal Achetchil to say even Kriya Shema Alamita sitting or standing. So the Maisa, Tzad Adin Kriya Shema Alamita, one can say when he's laying down, if he was ready to the mitzvah Kriya Shema, but there is a hiddur to say it sitting up or standing. He says also, just when a person goes to sleep, he should sleep on his side and not on his back and not on his stomach, because it's improper for a male to sleep in such a fashion. He should be dafka on his side. Im kor Kriya Shema v'lo yochel lishon miyad. The person cannot fall asleep, so how does he put himself to sleep? He can read Kriya Shema many times until he falls asleep, and then Kriya Shema will be close to his sleep. There's no special bracha for Kriya Shema Alamita. It contains the Mechaba. These are the different things some people say before they fall asleep. Till the Shuascha, and then he says, Baruch Hashem, Yoy, Baruch Hashem, Valaylo, Baruch Hashem, Shavvein, Baruch Hashem, Kumeinu. Then he says, Vayoy, Hashem, El Asotin, Yiga, Hashem, Bechor Asotin, etc. And he says, Hashem, Shem Recha, etc. Meyatav Ad Oilam, Yotha Kid Ruchi, etc. Recha, Ad, Yosem Chal Sholem, Vamash Kivena, Tzomach Lachasima. All these, if you have the Nusach of Kirish Malamita, you can see it over there. It says that Tamid Chachomim are not makpid on saying the Olarichas.